Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore different aspects of the world of music, including concert reviews, album reviews, This Week in Music History, and occasionally we bring you What Are We Listening To? I actually really enjoy these episodes because it gives us a chance to kind of showcase the things that we listen to in our everyday lives. I bounce around a lot for different albums, different songs, artists, and stuff. And I, you know, I'm always trying to come across something new and exciting to listen to add to my album collection. And I know that these guys are pretty similar too, and they are always listening to something interesting. And that's why I like listening to hearing what they're listening to, because it's generally never something that I am currently listening to. And so we all get to sort of share our different genres and styles that we're going through at the time. Of course, along with me today is Jacob Crum.
All night, you give me what I like. Intense, high explosive, dynamite.
And Greg Harvey.
Yes, hello.
Once again, if you would like to help us out on our show, go to followthesoundpodcast.com and click on the Amazon banner on the right-hand side. It'll take you to Amazon. You can do all of your shopping that you would normally do on Amazon, of which you can buy practically everything on Amazon. And it will not cost you anything extra, but we get a little bit of money back just for you going through our website. So go through the website, click on the banner, or just go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. Once again, want to thank lineupmedia.fm for allowing us to do the show. We are coming to you live from the Lineup Media studios and having ourselves a grand old time with our giant TVs, because they're giant and right next to us. I almost feel like we should put a movie on or something while we're doing this. I don't know, that might be distracting. But yeah. So thanks, lineupmedia.fm. Please go check them out and check out all the great programming that is on Lineup Media, and you will find something that you enjoy. Trust me. And, of course, find us on Facebook. You can go to Follow the Sound in your little search there and come across our group. Please join it, and we will interact with you on anything that you post. Please post whatever it is that you're listening to, and we will be able to share it with everybody else in the group as well. And I think that that's a good thing. You can also find us on Twitter at @IFollowTheSound. So now that that's all out of the way, what are we listening to?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Jake,
yes.
How about you kick this sucker off?
I will. I watched the documentary Hired Guns last week.
Good, huh?
Yeah, it is. It was a good doc. And one of the guys in it, he was just talking about other people. His name is John Five. And this is John Five of the Creatures with...
Here's to the Crazy Ones.
Here's to the Crazy Ones.
Hard-hitting song. I like that. That's really cool.
Oh, man. That right there was my favorite chord in the whole song.
Oh, sorry.
A little bit of dissonance, but that's all right.
Yeah, dude, that was dope.
Yeah. He uses almost every guitar technique I've ever seen in this song.
Yeah, I saw him doing some hammering there. I saw him doing some double picking. And
he does some slap bass later.
I'm sure, yeah.
The only technique he doesn't use is in another song that he does use, and he's the only person I've ever seen do it. He's got a song called Behind the Nut that the way he plays the guitar is by bending the strings above the nut on the headstock.
Oh, nice.
Wow. It's awesome. When you listen to it, you're like, if I played it for you, you'd listen to it and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a really good, like, slide guitar chicken picking or, you know, whatever, like, just kind of weepy country. But when you watch him play it, you're like, oh, mind blown. I can't believe you can do that.
Wow. That was cool. I like that a lot. Very rockin'. I didn't expect it, but good choice, man.
All right, Greg, What do you got for us?
Okay, well, this first one is a classic. I'm going to do the classic one first. So, there's an old band you may have heard of called the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Pretty good stuff. Well, one of the first albums, not their first album, but one of them, the first one that really shot them to commercial success, I would say, was Blood Sugar Sex Magik. And I have been listening a lot lately to the title track from that album. Here they are, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Blood Sugar. Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, got to give a shout out to our local radio stations here in St. Louis because they're pretty tight when it comes to the programming sometimes. Shout out to 105.7 The Point because I was driving the other day and they definitely get some good throwbacks in their rotation, and this came on. And at first I was trying to figure out, I was like, what song is this? I don't know. And then that chorus came in. I was like, oh, snap. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers. I haven't heard this one in a while. So it was just one of those moments where, like, the perfect song came on the radio, and I appreciate that. Nice job, 105.7 The Point, and shout out to some old school Red Hot Chili Peppers there.
All right, I'm gonna drop this down a little bit.
Oh,
okay. So I'm not joking when I say I literally was listening to this before you guys showed up, and I just found it today, and I was listening to this song a few times today. And it's a guy named Antoine Bradford. I randomly found him because there is a blog that I pay attention to. It's actually called The Good Christian Music Blog, and they produce, or they showcase, like, really, really talented artists who also happen to be Christian artists. And this song is called Enough by Antoine Bradford, and I've been digging it. It's very simple. Very acoustic guitar, but, like, produced really well, and I'm really digging it. So it goes a little something like this.
I'm running in circles. One day I'm up, next time I'm down. And how could I ever learn to trust you if all my sorrow is me, and I keep on trying to earn your love, even though without
you. So yeah, I had this song on repeat like all day today.
It's very like Americana emotional.
Exactly. Now, did you hear God or Jesus at all in any of those lyrics there?
I could feel it.
No, you didn't.
really good vocals. I like the song. I kind of want something else from the organ.
Oh, yeah?
The organ just expressionless playing a chord for that long is a little boring to me. I kind of want, like, maybe just a little bit of a tweak on an expression wheel.
I could see that. Here's,
or like
here's
a sustain
the thing.
Pedal that comes
I can,
in.
You know. I've heard some of the other songs that he's done, yeah. And there's not a lot of production to them.
Okay.
And I think that what it is he might be doing it all himself.
Maybe.
And if that's the case, then I don't know. I mean, he just needs somebody else to guide him or anything. I honestly don't know that much about him because, a few hours ago, I didn't know he existed. And now I've been listening to a bunch of the different songs that he has. But that was the one that I heard, and I was just like, oh, man. And it gets better and better as it goes because he starts adding more layering to the vocals. But it's all him. You can tell it's him just layering over himself. And I love it. It draws that singer-songwriter part of me out, and I just like want to go out and write more music whenever I listen to it. But yeah, this is one of those ones that I've been blasting like for the last few hours.
I like it. But I know what you're saying about not knowing anything because there was a different group I wanted to play today.
Yeah.
But I literally started listening to them yesterday. They're called Super Organism, and I know
Diddley. Yeah, I know about Super Organism.
Cool. So we'll talk about that off air.
Cool.
They're cool. But this coming up, this is an arrangement from a group that I've never heard of before, and it's a Conlon Nancarrow song. Now, just a little bit of an intro, Conlon Nancarrow was an early 20th century composer who composed mainly for player pianos.
Okay.
Which is a little strange. Where a lot of, now, player pianos, they don't have a whole lot of expression to them because, on a piano, just like any instrument, you can play soft or loud. And player pianos pretty much play robotically the same thing every time. They don't have a whole lot of expression. Well, Conlon Nancarrow was like, hold on a second. I see less limitation in this than what humans can play. Because you can play every key on a piano exactly at the same time. That's something a person can't do.
Yep.
You can play more than 10 keys at a time. You can play a multiple, what do you call that in music when you start on a note and then you wrap around to the note again? An octave. You can play a multiple octave glissante. Like, when you slide down a string, instead of hitting a note, you just hit the same note over all 8 octaves on a piano. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so he went really crazy, really into his studies, and this is an orchestra. This is a band playing a Conlon Nancarrow piece, which is number 47?
It says study A3.
A3. There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I have no problem with your song choice, Jake, but if that's literally what you've been listening to lately, then I'm a little concerned.
Literally over the last probably 2.5 weeks, I've been going through Conlon stuff.
Gosh.
And I found that. Now, here's my question, Greg, because Brian, we took audio off of video, so you had the video to watch.
Yes.
How many pieces of instruments do you think we're playing?
Well, you said that it was an orchestra playing.
I didn't mean an orchestra, but anyhow.
I mean, it sounded like there was at least 10, maybe.
there's a piano, right? There's an electric guitarist. There's a clarinet player. There's a xylophone. There's a cello and a double bass that I see in the video. And there's some other percussion instruments. I think there's a hammer dulcimer hidden in that room somewhere that's not on camera because I keep hearing it. It's really trippy stuff. And part of the reason I started listening to him was because we had talked about Black MIDI on the show. And a lot of the techniques that he uses, like the multiple octave glissante, are techniques that Black MIDI people are using today to create music. And it's just weird to think that just a player piano, just that piece of mechanical was the spark of inspiration that still 100 years later people are experimenting with.
Wow.
It's boggling to me.
I you can hear like the crazy hecticness of it being like translated from a player piano. Because I can see the player piano in the corner just be
there's videos of his player piano rolls going through stuff, and it's crazy to watch because you just see like 20 keys play at literally almost the exact same time.
Wow.
It's really wild to watch. Like a piano that's playing so hard it's about to shake itself apart, it feels like. It's great. I love it.
Like throwing a brick in the washing machine.
Now, it's not something I can even audiate. Like, I can't wrap my head around and like hum this all day. But it there you go. It inspires me. So, hey.
Wow.
All right, Greg, what do you got next?
Okay, so this next song here is a current radio hit. So if you turn on like Top 40, or at least if you turn on like some of the hip-hop charts, you're going to hear this song eventually. It's from 36-year-old Memphis, Tennessee-based rapper Yo Gotti. This is his 2017 track from the album I Still Am. It's called Juice, and this has been what I've been listening to lately.
It's another one. I got that juice. New AP. She got that juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip. I'm overseas. B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G. I got that V-V-S-I-C-E. Feel like a cooler. Juice. Blame it on my jeweler. I got stones on my neck, ooh. Blood on my set, ooh. Water on my wrist, drip. Put glitter on my bitch. Juju. My ex was a waitress, so I gave that hoe a tip, ooh. My ex fucked a lame, now she working double shifts. No juice. My money ain't the same, you a lame, get it clear, ooh. I did 10 million last month, not a year, juice. I get 50 racks in the club to a pill, juice. I blew 2 mil on my dog for a pill, juice. I got that juice, new AP. She got that juice.
Yeah, I love that when he spells it out, D-R-I-P-P-I-N-G. So, I mean, you know, when you listen to, like, Top 40 radio or you just listen to whatever's current, I mean, there's always those couple of tracks that stand out to you personally above the rest of the clutter. You know, Charlie Puth, for me, I just kind of, it just kind of glosses over. But, like, you hear a song that just grabs your attention. I think that one, the way he spells out some of the stuff during the chorus kind of had the appeal to it. I mean, it's hip-hop. I'm sure a lot of people probably don't like that song, too. Especially, you know, I'm sure there's people listening right now who did not care for that. But, you know, it's got a solid beat. You know, if you've got subs in your car like I do, it sounds really good to drive around with. And
well, I'm sorry, who's the artist on this?
This is Yo Gotti. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm writing the name down. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I mean, that's kind of the whole point of why we share this kind of stuff, is to introduce you to a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So we got a little bit of the new, a little bit of the old, the classics, the currents. So this one, I feel like, just kind of helps round out our show a little bit today, and it's a good cut.
So this cloud rap fad that's going on right now gets really old to me if you listen to it for more than 10 minutes, because the vocals are so monotone so that they can auto-tune them like crazy, right? Which, okay, that's fine as a technique, but after a while it gets a little old. This song, however, unlike a lot of Post Malone stuff where it just is that groove and nothing else for 3 minutes, there's things going on in the background. There's beats. There's a drop beat.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Not too complicated, though.
Yeah, well, true.
It certainly isn't like a masterpiece. It's just catchy. It's just a good... Like, you know, the weather's getting warmer, you know, we're starting to roll the windows down more in the car, and like sometimes you just want some good music to cruise along to, and this is definitely a good cruising song for me. So that's why it's on the list. Yo Gotti, what up?
Dig it.
So to close out the show, my pick is something going back just a few years to 2016. Do you guys know who Josh Farro is?
I think I've heard the name before.
So you might have heard the band that he was in and established and grew to be quite popular, otherwise known as Paramore.
There you go.
So Josh Farro, along with his brother Zach and Haley Williams and one other person, I'm forgetting their name, they started Paramore and did a lot of stuff together. And then eventually Josh and Zach left. Josh started another band. They did some stuff. Then they broke up. And then Josh started a solo project called Pharaoh. And it's honestly, I didn't know about this band until I saw them in concert. I knew nothing about them. All of a sudden, I go to a show for the Rocket Summer, and this is the opening band, and I was just like, oh my goodness, these dudes are amazing. Like, you ever just hear one song, and you're like, man, that was really good. Like, and it like, you don't expect an opening band to be that good. And then every single song was like that, and so I immediately went over, bought the album, talked with Josh for a little bit. Super cool guy. I was so happy to actually get to meet him and chat. But this is the first song on the album Pharaoh. It is called Cliffs, and it is one of my favorites.
Here you stand at the start of a street that you've never seen before.
Cliffs by Pharaoh. That is one of my favorite songs on the album, but pretty much every song on the album is phenomenal.
I like it.
So it's real upbeat and it's real happy. Even like the kind of like more subdued songs that he does, he's still like got a little happiness thrown in there, but also a little bit of melancholy and stuff in there too. But that Cliffs, Color Rush, a couple of the other ones, Home is another really good one on there. Just a solid, solid album. You can pick it up on Amazon Music and give it a listen, please. I honestly thoroughly enjoy this album.
Yeah, it's like a good rocking, straightforward song. Like the beat is like driving, and it's weird because I'm not familiar with this group, but like it sounds familiar, just in that.
When you hear it, and especially compared to like other Paramore stuff, you get little hints of that flavor.
Yeah.
It's less rocky, less punky than Paramore, but at the same time you get little glimpses of it in there too.
When did this come out?
2016.
Okay, cuz I was thinking like this reminds me a lot of like 2007, 2008-ish kind of stuff, which was like Paramore.
Yeah,
you know, that was like the Paramore boom. So okay, so this is kind of like a, you know, it's not broke, don't fix it, just keep making new stuff kind of moment.
But the rest of the album, like, I don't know, you just have to listen to it because he goes into some different stuff that like Paramore would never ever do. Just different genre, different style, but
not, I mean, Paramore was more the mainstream.
Yes, yes, yeah. That absolutely. And this is more his artistic expression, and that's why I liked it a lot. His brother Zach played drums on the album, but he didn't tour with them when I saw him, so they had a studio drummer or session drummer fill in.
Now,
a hired gun.
When Paramore went through their little breakup.
Yes.
This is one of the guys who stayed.
No, he left.
He left.
Yes.
Okay.
Him and his brother left, and then they got a couple of other people to replace him. But now Zach, the drummer, is actually back with Paramore. And it's rumored that Josh might actually be joining them shortly as well.
Oh, wow.
So get the original lineup, of which I think that he's a better guitar player than the other people that they've had. So
yeah, I think that would make a lot of fans happy.
He really showcases his guitar playing later on in the album. So
cool.
But yeah. So that's what we've been listening to this week. I think we had a bunch of great choices here that you could go out and check out. You can find pretty much all of these on Amazon. So please go through our website, followthesoundpodcast.com, and click on the Amazon banner, or go through followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. Once again, thanks to lineupmedia.fm for allowing us to do the show and allowing us use of the studios. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, Follow the Sound, the group, and at I Follow the Sound on Twitter. I have been your host, Brian Kroc. This has been Follow the Sound. Along with me has been Greg Harvey.
Blood Sugar Baby, she's magic.
And Jacob Crumb.
Don't knock it till you've played it on a player piano.
Remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.